Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to TLN News. I'm your host, N.H. Labduni, and welcome to another installment of What's Black in the News. Now, once again, Baltimore City Schools is in the news, this time for yet another abuse against a black student. Now, as you remember, or you may not even remember, last week, Baltimore City Schools was in the news because a teacher was fired for yelling at a predominantly black class, telling them that you are getting zeros for doing nothing, and later yelling, punk ass niggas going to get shot, when she attempted to remove a student from her classroom. Now, there was an uproar over that situation. Black parents stood up, black conscious community stood up, everybody stood up calling for the removal of this teacher, and she was later fired. Now, just this week, Baltimore City Schools is in the news again, and here is why. Roll that city school bean footage.
This was not how LaTweeka Jackson expected to see her son after school on Monday.
Like, he only 7. A grown man, nobody, none of the teachers was there to help him. Nobody was there to help him. Nobody. The principal, nobody.
Trayvon Grayson has a fractured jaw, 2 missing teeth, and another pushed into his gums.
I go looking at the ambulance truck. My son was sitting right there with his face big, mouth bloody, everything. Like, and I turned around to the man like, what happened to him? This not no regular restraint. What happened to him?
The tutor is an employee of the City Springs School Charter Operator, Baltimore Curriculum Project. He told police he physically removed Grayson from class for being disruptive. He carried the child out when he lost his footing, and Trayvon hit himself on the wall.
He can't throw himself into the wall and push his gums and his teeth back and fracture his jaw and all that by himself. He's only 7 years old. He's so small, like, he's not going to do all that damage to himself.
Detectives are reviewing school surveillance footage, but it's still unclear how the child was injured. Baltimore City Schools is also looking into the incident, saying the district will take any action warranted once the investigation is complete.
And I sent him to school thinking he's going to school to learn and be protected in their custody, and nobody was there to protect him. They couldn't even tell me where my son was at. My son was in the basement. On the floor, bleeding, knocked out, didn't even know what happened.
Now on day 2 in the hospital, she's demanding answers.
I just want justice for my son.
And the tutor fired.
I just want justice for him. He shouldn't be able to work at nobody's school, doing it to nobody else's child.
In Baltimore, Joy Lambert, Fox 45 News.
So yes, there you have it. 7-year-old boy accidentally hits himself against the wall because a teacher was trying to restrain him and pull him out of class, and the teacher lost their footing. That is the story that the teacher is running with. But here's what the news is reporting. You can actually check this on our website, lyricalelitist.com. All the links will be in the description box to the article, to the video, and everything like that. But here it is. In a most recent incident, a child abused 7-year-old Trayvon Grayson was hospitalized after being slammed into a wall, face first by an aide trying to restrain him. Grayson has a fractured jaw, 2 missing teeth, and another pushed into his gums. That's a lot of damage for somebody accidentally losing their footing and a kid hitting himself against a wall. But here's what I wanted to get into. There's actually several parts of this that I want to get into. First part being, we need black teachers, black instructors in front of these black students. Because we already know that these black students do not relate, or better yet, these instructors, these non-black instructors do not relate to the condition and the destructive mindset that has been instilled in these black children, and are not able to get past that, to overcome that hurdle and speak to them in a way that will make them understand what exactly is going on and getting them to do what they need to do. Now, what I'm going to say is going to be very unpopular, but it's the truth, and guess what? The truth is not for one side or the other. The truth is not for black or white. The truth is just the plain truth, regardless of whoever is involved. And the truth of the matter is, we already know a lot of our fucking kids are bad actors. We already know a lot of our kids are raised up in these homes, single black mothers, in homes where aggression, destructiveness is rampant in these homes, rampant in these communities, rampant in these neighborhoods, in these hoods. It's rampant. And if you look at the statistics, children from single black mothers are predominantly prone to aggression, destructive behavior, aggressive behavior, not paying attention in school, disruptive behavior in class, things like that. Just last week, when we talked about the white teacher that was fired for addressing those kids, calling them niggas and saying they're all going to grow up and be shot, whether she was telling the truth or not is not the point, according to liberals. Whether she's telling the truth or not is not the point, according to these black parents. The teacher should not be addressing these kids in such a manner. Even though these kids address each other the same way, the kids that listen to music that pertains them in that same fashion, in that same light. But because teachers are teachers and instructors and people of authority in places of instruction and leadership and supervisory roles, they're not allowed to come across the same way that these students talk to themselves, the same way that these students are fed information just by listening to music and listening to others and the people that they keep company with. But that's just the problem. So you mean to say that these students can go ahead and call each other everything from A to Z, address each other every single way from A to Z, treat each other every single way they feel like, and there are no repercussions? These children are too entitled. Now, I'm not saying going around calling all these kids niggers and bitches and shit like that. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that when are these kids going to take responsibility for their actions? Now, needless to say, I believe, based off the story with the poor 7-year-old kid that was being disruptive and got pushed into the wall and so on and so forth, I believe, yes, he was being disruptive. I believe he was being belligerent. I believe he was being aggressive. He got it from his black mother. You saw the video, it was just a black mom talking. She looked young as hell. She's probably no more than 21, 22. Shit, maybe 25. I pushed 25 because he's 7 years old. But guess what? We already know in our community, we have a lot of young kids having kids. It's getting less and less. Why? Because, of course, with the rise of homosexuality. But that's not the point of the story. Point of the story is we have a black kid abused by an instructor in Baltimore, again, and here's a backlash. Now, even though we say that parents need to take responsibility for these kids' actions, because we already know a lot of these kids, they don't know how to act. A lot of these kids, they're being fed the wrong information on how to behave themselves. They're being instructed improperly by their parents, by the abusers, by everything that's being fed into them. We know that. But, at the end of the day, yes, the instructor is still wrong. The teacher last week, the guy this week, is still wrong. You're still not supposed to go ahead and abuse a child. Now, he's saying he carried a child, tried to carry a child out of the classroom, and in an attempt to do so, he slipped, and the child hit himself against the wall. Really? 7 years old. Doesn't have that much body weight to him to create all that damage that he received during that incident. Now, we want to say that, okay, this is racism, it's all racism. It's not all racism.